What is junk education? It is like junk science, where results are not reproducible and count for nothing. It is like learning chemistry, but not really knowing chemistry. Or learning math or biology and not knowing either. It is like trusting a leader that does not speak, that only reads what has been written to be read. It is like being adopted, but then told that you are not special like the other kids. It is like being tricked into fighting in miniature war, where the losing move is becoming a bully like the rest. It is like being tricked that tooth fairy, gods, UFOs, alien visitors, and horoscopes are real, and then going on to believe that vaccines cause autism. It is like drug-induced delusions of inventions, where people only get the impression of accomplishment or creativity. It is like religious beliefs, where a person can only travel higher temporarily in their own imagination. It is like taking out a high interest and bankruptcy-wise unforgivable loan without understanding what it all means. It's like being convinced that poverty is your own and your family's fault, and universal basic income would lead the whole world into poverty. It is like believing that leaders are elected and not put on an expensive carousel where they just eventually get picked. It is like building a life while having a nuclear missile pre-programmed and ready to detonate above your city. It is like tolerating pollution, or non-biodegradable trash, or forever chemicals, after having been tricked into thinking that stuff like this happens sometimes. It is like seeing air-headed, brainless celebrities who never knew the threat of hunger or homelessness as model citizens that we should all strive to emulate or become. It is like reading texts written by men who just discovered the wheelbarrow and calling them sacred, an infallible word of an imaginary giant. It is like being a piece of meat on its way to be turned into a shiny, standardized hot dog. It is like walking into a great coliseum where all the philosophers only hold an impression of education and love of wisdom. It is like being told you are being taken to a higher and better land, and then being put to wage slavery under the threat of homelessness and starvation. It is like getting to witness all the men who sold the world for little more than a paycheck and some misplaced praise parade right in front of you. It is like being given a heavy toolbox of tools, but made celebrity friendly, so that you have an easy time pretending to invent or create or build. It is like being born to a cult where, while knowing that something is wrong, you think to yourself, well, everyone else is doing it. Who am I to argue? It is like being forced to smile under the threat of ridicule or the threat of being held back a whole year for the rest of your life. It is like watching the people you trusted rob themselves of the mountains of respect that you had granted them initially. It is like play along just to get through the thing, junk or not, for a fraudulent diploma, and still thinking that you are not denied your future. It is like learning that a liar can easily outcompete an honest person, and watching whatever heroic teachers remain, being called eccentric. It is like being assigned an arbitrary number and told that this is your value to the world, that this is your intelligence level. Finally, it is your first step towards pulling yourself out of invisible prisons. Here you receive the training necessary to hold virtues in high regard, to value restraint, dignity, nobility, unbreakability, fortitude, courage, honor, love, and insight, and foresight, and understanding, and authenticity, and heroism. Precisely by turning your back on junk education. This here is the ground level where you begin your own self-education. And start by listening to thousands of narrated books written by great beings that no teacher could hold up a candle to. Great beings who, like you, had their start in betrayal, all the way at the ground level, but who rejected being caged as an uneducated victim of greed, who did not lend themselves to support economies that grant the false leaders the financial stability their undeserved inheritance requires. Beings who rose and who understood that to grow up is to grow all the way up until they become great, independent, unbreakable, and unforgettable. Oh, make no mistake, there is a large inheritance of wisdom and knowledge in the shape of narrated books that all belongs to you, free of charge. The inheritance of wisdom is so powerful that you are better off listening while walking the Appalachian Pacific Crest or the Continental Divide trails. That is how large your vision will grow, and that is the space that you will need to fathom more. And remember, every human being is charged with growing all the way up until they too stand in dignity, nobility, and greatness. The rise, the growing up, the growing all the way up, the call to greatness must not be denied nor put off for later. If you allow the world to stand uneducated, it will continue repeating the same mistakes with all lessons lost as an insult to all those who fought and suffered and sacrificed. You must begin your self-education immediately. Start with all the narrated books at your local library. Do not let the man who sold the world for an easy paycheck to pass you through the grades like a slick hot dog. You deserve real knowledge that adds up to strengthen your existing talents and predispositions and curiosities that in turn will help you create real things that you always return to and work to improve again and again. This cycle of your accretion disk of knowledge will eventually coalesce into great wisdom. Before you know it, wisdom will ignite into a precious and unique greatness. May your great adventures and your precious legacy make our world a perpetually brighter and more beautiful place.